Ray heads back up to the room of requirement to check on Jimmy, and I finish my ghost recon of the Umbrella Corporation. From what I can tell, Ray was on the up and up, no need to search for Skywalker, probably just a stupid hologram anyway. Before leaving, I know I need to get some information from both Adora and Jimmy, but Jimmy has been mostly dead for the last hour, and Adora? Well, I'd get more information from Miracle Max before he ate his MLT. Still, I had to try. I head towards the room of requirement, but halt, just short, when I heard them talking.
Why is the Viper just messing around with Harley? Why didn't she kill her?
My best guess is Vanessa did not feel threatened at all by her.
I do wish you would not use that name, Adora.
Giving in to what she wishes to be called just gives away your own power, Jimmy. But, for your sake, I will try to be mindful to use the Viper around you. I understand your need for the separation.
Ray, mind if we go for a walk somewhere? I feel the need to separate myself from this conversation.
I see Ray help Jimmy off of Adora's desk, and the two walk towards me. I tuck around the corner as to not be seen as they come out of the room.
Hey, I know it's a sore spot, but she did just bring you back from the dead.
I'll be honest, Ray. After seeing the Viper today like that, I'm not sure I got it in me to keep going. Well, there is no more need for me to keep tabs on Harley anymore.
I know you think you can save the Viper, Jimmy, but you gotta let her go. That Harley girl seemed happy when you came to. I don't know. Think there might be something there?
Jimmy takes a beat, then sighs.
I don't know, Ray. I've been watching her for a while now, and yeah, there's a lot of things about her I really like. She's resourceful, she's strong, incredibly quick on her feet. Doesn't torture or kill anyone. But I saw her face, Ray. She's real clever. Harley knows I've been watching her, and that's not a great way to start off any relationship. Trust is all you have in this world. Without it, you got nothing.
Ray looks at Jimmy with sad empathy, like that Pikachu gif that keeps popping up on my timeline. Oh, Pika Pika.
I know you loved her, Jimmy. I know you trusted her. I know you've done everything in your power to save her. You took a bullet today, Jimmy, to stop her from killing another. I mean, you literally died for her, man. I'm not sure how much more you can do.
Jimmy stares off into the sky, those big anime eyes on the brink of exploding into non-realistic tears. But he fights it off, swallows deep, and looks down at his brother.
It's never enough, Ray.
Then Jimmy walks off 10 feet away and stares out upon Umbrella's printing press, leaving Ray alone. Ray watches his brother walk away for a moment, then bows his head, turns, and walks the other direction down the stairs. The timing on this is as bad as Jean-Luc Picard's love for Beverly Crusher, but I doubt I will get another chance. I cautiously approach. Tough day? Better, Harley, but you still got too much Xander Harris in there. Why am I nervous?
You knew, didn't you?
That you were watching me? Not until Adora brought you back. There was a lot of context I was missing.
I never should have...
You love her. My words paralyze Jimmy, like Mario staring at Big Boo. He tries to respond, but just doesn't have the star power to do so. He just... blinks. I saw the picture, and even though Ray didn't say it specifically, he pointed me in the right direction. Jimmy looks like he's putting all his cards on the table. No point holding back his Wrath of God / Armageddon combo now.
But how? How can you love someone so evil? Someone who's hurt everyone that I care about? How can I love someone who will no doubt take the revenge out on you? How can you sit there, look me in the face and talk to me like I deserve your respect.
I pull my right arm back and with all my force hit him with the biggest cross I got square on the jaw. Jimmy's head snaps hard right and he grabs his jaw and looks back at me, half confused, half expecting more. Better?
I guess I both deserved and needed that.
Now put on those big boy pants and let's figure out the best way to stop the Viper. Together. He pauses on that last part. I probably shouldn't have said it. Let's start from the beginning. Jimmy tells me about meeting the Viper when they were both mysteriously recruited to work for the Daily Prophet. An owl shows up at their separate houses one day, dropped off a letter to each of them, and flew off. The next day, they went to the address on the card and found each other outside the address trying to figure out how to get in. All they saw was a solid brick wall.
So, you get a letter from an owl to meet here?
Yeah, weirdest shit that has ever happened in my life.
Right? But I need the work.
Name's Jimmy.
Vanessa.
Somewhere around here is my brother Ray. He's trying to find a loose brick or something.
I got an idea. Let's press one of these bricks together at the same time. One, two, three.
Wow. Would you look at that? How did you?
Lucky guess.
Yes. Thinking back on it, pretty sure she always had magical powers. But she kept them hidden, very well hidden, I might add. When we moved in together, she used to stay up real late reading in a different room, always very secretive. She would never let me know about what, though. Seems so obvious now, but back then, well, there were good times. I was happy. Then one night she lets out a yelp. It's like 3 a.m. or something. She ran into our room and kissed me on my forehead. She told me she'd love me no matter what.
I love you, no matter what.
Then she grabbed a bunch of things and ran out into the night. I didn't see her for a few weeks after that. Then she shows up to work one day, randomly, looking like she hasn't slept a wink in that week that she was gone. I tried to talk to her. I did. But she was different. She looks me right in the eyes, places an object in my hand, and says,
Diagon Alley.
Next thing I know, I'm in an alley somewhere 8 states away. It took me 3 weeks to get home, and by the time I did, she had tortured everybody. Vanished into the night. Ray filled me in on the details, and Adora and I, well, we had a long talk.
Did you tell her everything that you just told me?
Yeah, but I did hold one thing back.
Jimmy opens his hands, and in it lay a black onyx statue in the shape of a standing dog-like creature with a goofy hat.
I told her I lost this. Here.
Jimmy hands me the statue.
Honestly, I trust you more than a door right now.
I look at the item in my hand. It is vibrating and emitting a low humming noise.
Thing's as dead as a doornail anyway. I tried using it a few times like she did, but, you know, nothing.
Jimmy left my office in a huff. That boy really needs to learn some manners. I mean, I did just save his life. Luckily for him, I need him to get to Vanessa. He has the key, whether he knows it or not. I keep an ear outside the door while Ray and Jimmy discuss his heartache. How very inconvenient that is, but I can hardly blame him. If he only knew the real reason I sent that owl to him. Matters not for now, but hopefully soon. Ray appears to say all he needs to, and... Yes, right on time. Here's Miss Hooman. Clever girl, that one. He always seems to know when to listen in. Let me get a bit closer. closer so I can hear this conversation. Sonorous.
You sure you should be listening in on this? You may hear some stuff you don't want to.
Pish posh, Cherry. I am made of sturdier stuff than that. Plus, I have a feeling Jimmy has been holding back on me.
I told her I lost this. Here, honestly, I trust you more than a door right now.
There it is.
I warned her, but she would not listen. Adora always had a soft spot for Jimmy, and now it's obvious she feels betrayed. But she's also confirmed that Jimmy still has the port key. She has played a long and patient game for that port key. Now, how does she plan on...
Miss Human, mind stepping into my office for a second? There's someone here I want you to meet.
No!
Petrificus Totalus!
I walk into Adora's office, and there is Cherry, completely frozen in place, like he tried to run. What are you doing, Cherry?
That. Well, I have frozen Cherry in place because I need to reveal something rather important to you. Meet Vincenzo Cerezzori, the man who actually killed Mr. Body. The crime you went to jail for.
What? What just happened? What? Who? Adora? What? What was that? That was episode 6 of Harley Human. My name is Blair Beveridge. I'm the writer and creator here at Harley Human. I also do the voice of Jimmy. I know that one was a long one, guys. Thank you for your listenership, your continued listenership. We want to grow this podcast a little bit. More on that just in a second here. So you guys have friends, you guys have family. You see random strangers on the bus, maybe on a train, that you're like, I think that's a nerd noir guy. I think that girl over there, she could relate to Harley. Please send those people to harleyhuman.com. This website literally has everything that you need to know about our show. It's got our characters, it has our actors. You can listen to the podcast straight from the website, commitment-free, for all those commitment phobes. And, you know, I know some of you guys, you prefer a little commitment. We have a subscription page. You go there, Google Play, you know, Stitcher, you know, iTunes, you know. For those of you that are doing iTunes, we're trying to get on Spotify as well. For those of you that are doing iTunes, yep, it's coming. You know it's coming. Please give us a review. It really does help grow the listenership of Harley Human. And let me just be as transparent as I can here, guys. If we can grow this listenership here for Harley, let me say that again. If we could grow the listenership here for Harley Human, we can do more Harley Human. We're doing it on a monthly basis right now. If we have a big enough audience, we will happily do this bi-monthly. We will happily do this weekly. Absolutely, we would love to do this for you guys. So let's grow this listenership. Enough of that. Let's move on to this episode. So in this episode, we didn't have the full cast, but we had a lot of people in. Playing the title character of Harley Human, we of course have the wonderful Tyrlin Puxty. Playing the role of the Viper slash Vanessa, we have Day Ann Hutton. Playing the role of Adora, knocking it out of the park as she does, we have Paula Rhodes. Playing the role of Ray, we have Jeff Muller. Playing the role of Cherry, we have Gil Ramirez. And yeah, playing the role of Jimmy, there was a lot of me in this episode. Sorry, guys. You have Blair Beveridge. Writing on this episode was done by Blair Beveridge and Joey Couture. Art for the Harley Human website is all done by JP Rickath. Guys, again, harleyhuman.com. Send everyone there. We really love this podcast. We want to grow this brand. iTunes review. That's all we can ask of you. Thank you all so much for continuing to listen. And until next time, take care.
Why are you here?
It's Harley, isn't it?
You dismissed her so quickly. It was so amusing to watch this play out. Especially that part with Jimmy.
Yes or no?
Don't you take that tone with me, Viper. Remember who you are dealing with.
She dies next. And I don't care who I have to go through to make that happen.
You can certainly try.